Okay, so today we're looking at something that sounds kind of complex, but is actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Single-use systems
Right.
in biopharma manufacturing.
That's right.
We're talking about the stuff they use to make like life-saving drugs.
Absolutely.
Our guide for this deep dive is the 21st Annual Report on Biopharmaceutical Manufacturing Capacity and Production.
Excellent source.
We're going to look at how these single-use systems are often called SUS. Are becoming more popular between 2014 and 2024.
Yeah, a huge trend.
It's like if you imagine like brewing a giant batch of beer in a big steel vat.
Okay.
That's traditional manufacturing.
Right.
But then using a bunch of individual brewing kits.
Interesting.
That's kind of how SUS works.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
We're going to unpack how this trend is playing out in both clinical trials and also when companies are making drugs on a large scale for commercial use.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating is how SUS is really changing the game.
Yeah.
So instead of those huge stainless steel tanks and pipes that everyone imagines in a biopharma facility,
Right.
you've got disposable bags, filters, connectors.
Wow.
Almost everything is disposable.
That's wild.
It means you can be more flexible, faster, less risk of contamination.
That's got to be a big
It's
one.
huge,
Yeah.
and it can be cheaper.
So looking through the report, it does show that SUS is being used more and more.
Yeah, for sure.
But one thing that really stood out to me was that in 2024, while downstream clinical production,
Okay.
that's the final purification stage of drug production,
Right.
that hit a giant 77.6% adoption rate.
Wow.
But downstream commercial production actually dipped to 39.5%,
Interesting.
down from almost 50% the year before. This puzzles me. This
Yeah.
seems counterintuitive, you know?
Yeah, given all the
So, given
benefit.
all the benefits you just mentioned,
Yeah.
could there be some drawbacks that maybe we're not seeing?
It's true that dip is really unexpected.
Yeah.
So you see, clinical trials, they're all about speed and flexibility.
Right.
You need to adjust things quickly, and SUS is just perfect for that.
Makes sense.
But when you're producing huge amounts of a drug, at a commercial scale,
Yeah.
consistency and reliability are key.
I can see that.
And that's where traditional methods might still have an edge.
Okay.
As for that dip,
Yeah.
maybe some companies are finding that certain processes work better with traditional equipment.
Right.
Or maybe there's a delay in adopting the latest downstream SUS technologies.
Interesting.
If I were to place a bet,
Okay.
I'd say this dip is a blip and SUS will continue to grow.
Okay, so you don't think it's like a trend reversal?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Buy it.
But wouldn't cost savings eventually outweigh any advantages of the traditional methods?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Especially when you factor in things like cleaning and sterilizing all that really bulky equipment.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
But it's not always a simple equation.
Okay.
There could be regulatory hurdles or concerns about the long-term availability of disposable components.
Right.
And of course, there's the whole issue of scale. It's one thing to use SUS for smaller batches,
Yeah.
but scaling up for mass production, that's a whole different challenge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're seeing this really interesting dynamic in downstream production,
Right.
but the report also highlights some trends in upstream processing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The early stages of drug production, what's happening there?
Well, while downstream commercial adoption dipped, upstream commercial use of SUS is actually at 60% in 2024.
Oh, wow.
That could be because upstream processes often involve more steps where flexibility and contamination control are really important,
Okay.
making SUS a good fit.
So it sounds like we are seeing a shift in the industry,
Definitely.
but not necessarily a complete takeover by SUS.
Right.
It seems like both systems will probably coexist,
Most likely, yeah.
with each having its own strengths depending on the specific need.
Exactly. I doubt stainless steel will disappear entirely,
Right.
at least not anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's more about finding the right tool for the job.
So to wrap things up, the biopharma industry is definitely embracing single-use systems,
Absolutely.
particularly in clinical trials and upstream production.
Yeah.
But that dip in downstream commercial adoption makes you wonder if there are some hidden challenges there.
Yeah, there are definitely some questions there.
Yeah, it's like watching a dance between old and new technologies,
That's a great way to put it.
each trying to find its place.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe something entirely new will come along and just completely change the game.
Always possible.
Something to think about.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of biopharma.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is great.
It was fun.
All right,
Yeah.
take care.
Bye.